We're talking with Mike Fitzsimmons, who's been a nurse at Albany Medical Center for 23 years and is part of the negotiating committee for the nurses who unionized a while back, but been having some problems getting the Albany Medical Center to agree to a contract. And earlier this week, the nurses went out on strike. Michael, can you explain to our listeners why did you feel it was necessary to hold the strike?
Well, hello. Thanks for having me here. Tuesday, the week before Thanksgiving, the hospital basically gave us a last proposal. We had been negotiating 2.5 years. Why they chose to give us a last proposal almost the end of November with COVID looming is kind of something, a question they'll have to answer. And we took that message to our membership. We voted in large numbers to authorize a strike. We had had discussions amongst the nurses for the last 3-4 months on how can we respond to this long period of getting nowhere with negotiations. And we had taken a strike referendum in the past twice, and we thought it was right to go to our membership and just ask them what they want to do. And the vast majority of membership said to strike. So that's what we did.
So this was, I understand, a 24-hour strike. Can you maybe explain a little bit how that took place?
It was unfair labor practice strike. I mean, we're striking over not having a voice, nurses being harassed at work who are speaking out. That's the biggest issue that we really have is just being able to have a voice, retain our nurses. A 24-hour strike is kind of like just, you know, the hospital is an important institution. You can't shut a place down like a factory, shut a place down for an extended period of time. We don't want to hurt the hospital or our patients or our community. So it's a way of letting the hospital know and that we're serious and letting our community know that we just want to be able to work safely and do the best job we can and live decently.
Now, I understand one of the issues that I've seen is there was also concern about some of the safety protocols that the hospital was following during this ongoing COVID crisis, including requiring nurses to constantly reuse masks rather than supplying new ones. What were some of the COVID-type concerns or even just general health concerns?
Yeah, you know, having a safe place to work, that's pretty important thing for everybody, no matter where you work. And for us, it's really a vital issue. Our biggest concern has been we went through the entire spring with no real discussion with upper management about what we're doing to protect staff who are at the bedside. We were just told through emails or messages from our managers on what the protocol was, and the protocol changed almost on a weekly basis. And we were just told basically that we had short supplies. We had to conserve our usage of PPEs real conservatively. And we understand that, but we want to be part of the discussion on the best way for us all to just work safely. And we were excluded from any of those discussions. And that's part of the continuation now of, and we want to have a voice and a voice regarding PPE usage and staffing. And that's part of our problem with getting a decent contract right now.
Now, Albany is considered a union town. I think actually the congressional district, which Mr. Tonko represents, has the highest percentage of union membership of any congressional district in the United States. Why, has Albany Medical Center been so unresponsive to the union of the nurses?
Well, that's a good question. There was a full-page ad this past Sunday before our strike, which was put out by Albany Med and signed by many members of the Board of Trustees and other people in Albany area, bankers, owners of, like, Price Chopper, big construction firms in the area. And when you talk about Albany Med, you're talking about the largest employer in Albany County. And you hook that up with St. Peter's. The healthcare industry, this is a big group. This is a big industry here in this area. And they have historically kept wages low and benefits kind of like not too good. And I think they just want to continue with that. This place, it's a $1.2 billion business. They've bought Glens Falls Hospital, Saratoga Hospital, the hospital in Hudson. They're all about keeping expenses low and expanding. And at the same time, there's no problem with making the administrators, they're not talking about keeping their expenses low at the same time. They do all this.
Now,
so I think they're resisting what we're doing, you know, because it shakes up the status quo. So, you know, we represent a lot of people who work in this area.
Now I've heard that the Albany Medical Center actually bussed in outside nurses and actually had them work for 3 days at double wages, and it actually turned into a bit of a lockdown. Blocking out existing workers, you know, is that accurate at all?
Well, that is what occurred. Albany Med tried to figure out how many of us were actually going to strike, and they were questioning and harassing some of our nurses to, you know, get them to say whether they're coming in or not for Tuesday. The day of the strike. So they ended up collaborating with like a strike busting travel agency. I think it's called Freedom. So they brought in 700 to 800 nurses. They brought them in Sunday, I believe. They were trying to give them minimal training on how to use our computers, our how we do our charting and stuff like that. And they came to work that Tuesday morning to replace the people who were on the picket line, our nurses who were striking. And they kept them there Wednesday and Thursday because what the hospital did was lock out nurses who didn't show up for work on Tuesday. And then there were some nurses who were just not allowed to work because Albany Med thought they had gone out. Some nurses were stopped at the entrance saying they just weren't going to be allowed to work. There was only a handful of those. But, so it was they called it, I forget what they call it, like a delayed re-employment or something like that. But it's just semantics. I mean, it was a lockout for 2 days. Cost the hospital a lot of money. All of us showed up for work the Wednesday after the strike. We were all willing to work Wednesday. So this is Albany Med's doing, hiring all these people.
So we've been talking with Mike Fitzsimmons, who's a nurse at Albany Medical Center, probably about 90 seconds left. So Michael, you know, what can, you know, sort of listeners do, the general public do at this point to, you know, the system, the nurses, and getting a fair contract and safe living working conditions, and you know, what's the next steps?
Well, the next step is we want to get back to the negotiating table, and we will get back soon. People that want to support the nurses, you can call Dr. Dennis McKenna. You can write him. You can write or call people who are on the Board of Trustees. You can put a yard sign out. If we have other activities, you can come down and join us. This is a fight for our community. You know, there's 2,000 nurses who work there, and there's 10,000 employees altogether. Everyone's watching this. We need to make it better there for the nurses and for our patients and for our community.
Sure, okay. Well, thank you very much, Michael, for joining us. Good luck in the ongoing efforts. And this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.
Thanks for having us.